Hello and welcome. You are listening to From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast. My name is Zachariah Julian. I recently traveled to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I had a conversation with an amazing artist, Celia Calabaza, from the Jicarilla Apache Nation. Enjoy.
My name is Celia Calabaza. I'm a Jicarilla Apache in Santo Domingo Pueblo. I currently live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I'm going to school at.
What inspired you to get into art?
I started doing drawing as a hobby. I remember being young, really young, living with my mother at the time, drawing characters from Super Mario to Yoshi to Bowser and a few other characters from that universe. As time went on, I just started getting more into it, and I really liked where I was going with it. And when I graduated high school, it was already I had to make a decision within my career. So I obviously chose art since it was something I really am good at and something I knew, and I wasn't really sure of what I wanted to do. So art ran in both of my mom and my dad's side of the family. When I would see my cousins on my dad's side, they would make a lot of portrait drawings for my mother. And they did a lot of things like drawing a lot of elk, deer, just a lot of native artwork that you see. And just seeing their artwork kind of inspired me right there. And then I also had, on my mother's side, I had family members who were just naturally artists, and they were really good at it. And I just wanted to continue it and continue that artistic line that we have within my own family. It took a while for me to even branch out from my own style, because I think it was back in 2020 when COVID started and we were pretty much in lockdown. I was just really nervous of trying to incorporate my culture within my artwork, because I know some of the elders would get mad and some certain other elders won't get mad. But I think that's how I started to create my own style. Started to incorporate more of my culture and just what I like to do as a person, my hobbies and what I enjoy the most. And some of my artwork that I show, I get scared of showing it to my grandmother, because I feel like she might get mad at me and say, you're not drawing this correctly, you're not drawing that correctly. So I tried not to show too much of our culture, because I didn't want any other person to appropriate it, and I didn't want to disrespect what I was drawing, because I know that is that's supposed to be in your heart, and you're supposed to keep that in within your heart too. So even selling my artwork back on the res too, it's just nerve-wracking, because I don't know what they're gonna say. Once I see other younger generations that look at my artwork, it makes me feel good, because they like what I'm making and they like what I'm doing at this point in my artwork. So yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure within, I guess just not only me, but other artists too, because being back home, it's kind of hard trying to sell your artwork and trying to get yourself out there. And moving off the reservation, there's a lot of people who are interested in your artwork and who want to know more about it. And it's just not being there, not being at home and showing everybody what you're doing, that's what makes it the burden. And just trying to stick closer to your traditional side and your traditional roots of where you come from, it just reminds me of why I'm here and why I chose this path. I was mainly influenced by my Jicarilla Apache side, because I know for Santo Domingo, and it's just a lot of many of the artwork is not really shown, or we don't really show a lot of our traditional sides, because it's meant to be secret and meant to be not to show out to the public. It's only for tribal members and those who live on the reservation. So I didn't really want to disrespect disrespect the teachings that my grandma told me, and she said that to keep this within your heart and not to show it off. So I mainly seen a lot of pictures of my mother. I didn't really know that much about her before she passed away. And just looking at these photos and looking at her and just drawing what I saw made me feel more connected of who I was, because it felt like I was just lost pretty much. And I didn't know what to do with my artwork. And that's when I that's in 2020. I saw a few pictures of my mother, and yeah, I started going from there. And then now that's how I started my own style, was just looking at old photos and talking to my grandmother about like what was going on in this time and like what was happening. And she pretty much helped me reconnect back to what was happening in like that world, like in the old world when my mother was still around. And yeah, it was just pretty interesting learning about it and like learning about all of that, because yeah, I was lost before and now slowly finding my way in my own style. So my mom was a part of the Hickory Apache Centennial royalty, and it's actually kind of crazy how she participated in that, because they would travel all the way from like Eagle Nest, New Mexico, and then they would make all their way from like Eagle Nest to Angel Fire, then to Taos, and then cross the river, the Rio Grande, and then they would have to go all the way to ABQ and then make their way back up to Dulce. And it's all a wagon trek, so they pretty much had to ride the horses the entire way. And just hearing my auntie tell me about that, and then hearing my grandma tell me their stories and how it was happening, it was pretty crazy just learning about it, because it's like I didn't know this existed before. Like I knew my mom was a part of royalty, but she didn't really talk about it that much. And just hearing my auntie and my grandma talk about it, and or my few aunties that were a part of it who participated in this event, like it was pretty cool learning about it, because we don't do that now. And just learning about this like now is like pretty interesting. Learning about our history is pretty cool.
Do you participate in the royalty?
Yes, I do. I'm the Hickory Apache Rodeo Queen. My family, like my oldest sister started off as Little Beaver Rodeo Princess. And it was pretty amazing just seeing her do all that, because I remember just going to every rodeo with her, like getting up really early and having to like drive all the way to Pagosa or to drive all the way to Albuquerque with the horses. Like we would all be all piled in the truck and having to drive all the way to like a rodeo or parade that we needed to attend to, and just seeing my sister do all that was pretty amazing, just seeing her go through it. And then I saw my sister Ashley, she decided to try out for princess, and just seeing her go through that was actually like a special moment, like just inspired me wanting to learn to like be a part of royalty and to be a part of that history. I just decided to try out for a Little Beaver Rodeo Princess. And I think I was the 64th annual Little Beaver Rodeo Princess. So I like tried out two times. I had it once, and then I had it in 2018 and 2019. I was the Little Beaver Rodeo Princess. And then now I'm the Little Beaver Rodeo Queen, so pretty much it feels like it just runs in our family, and it's just, the crown has just been a part of our, just pretty much been a part of our family, so. Little Beaver is an annual celebration that we have every third weekend of the July. It was Red Rider and Little Beaver. If you guys know the BB gun, then the Red Rider BB guns, it's pretty much from there. So the comet, it was pretty much to honor the first Little Beaver and the first Red Rider, and how they traveled all over the country, just showing what it's like to be in the old Western. And even in Albuquerque, they had an old place here called Little Beaver Town. So Little Beaver Town was like where you could come over and see like powwows and see powwows, little dances here and there, and then they have a rodeo for like Red Rider. So within our own community, the tribal council wanted to do something for Little Beaver to honor him and his name, so they decided to have their own celebration for him. What I had to go through while trying out for the Little Beaver Rodeo Queen, I had to really prove my horsemanship skills, because like Little Beaver was really connected with this horse, and he did a lot of events with his horse in it, and they wanted to continue that within the royalties. So I guess during the auditions, we had to really prove our horsemanship skills, and like we had to show them that if we were able to take off the horse's saddle and put it back on and be able to like name the parts of the horse, and having good public speaking and just knowing your history and your culture, and like learning, like knowing the parts of the land, the parts of the lakes, and who were also a part of the tribal council. So I had to remember that, and just pretty much remember a lot of things that way I could be able to explain to people like what was going on and Dulce, what we were doing this and why we have little beavers. So you kind of had to remember a lot of things. I attend school at the Institute of American Indian Arts, where I'll be receiving my bachelor's in studio arts and my associate's in Indigenous Liberal Studies. The Institute of American Indian Arts is a contemporary school for a lot of Native artists, including like other artists who are wanting to go there. I know a few Mexican Indigenous artists like to go there, and I think it's pretty interesting seeing the diversity there. And I feel like there's so within the art world, there's a lot of people who are exploring, like connecting back to their traditional roots, but like exploring more of the contemporary world. That a lot of the artists, like Indigenous artists that went to school there, like it was pretty much them that paved our path, and then we went to school there, and then now we're exploring more of it and showing the outside world what we have in our traditional cultures. Like a lot of artists there are sometimes disconnected from their culture and don't really know too much about it. So going to school there, it's like, it's showing you those other artists that you're not the only one who's disconnected. Like there's other people, and we're trying to find our way back. And those who do know their way, they're like, they don't mind showing, like telling you like, well, oh, like this is what's happening and this is what you can do, what you can't do. IAIA is just like exploring yourself, exploring your artwork and what you have, and exploring your traditional and your like ancestral knowledge of what you, yeah, of like what you have. Like being there like really helped me out a lot in like expressing myself and not really criticizing myself too much, because I know before when I started painting, it was really hard for me to accept, like looking at a painting, it would be hard for me to like accept it and say like, oh, there's something wrong with it, there's something missing, like I don't really like how the way it's coming out, and I don't like what I'm doing with this art piece. But other students there will look at it and be like, oh, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong. Like, it looks amazing. And meanwhile, it's pretty much all in your head. Like, it's pretty much me going against myself. This piece is called, I call this piece Inner Beauty. Yeah, just pretty much expressing myself and who I am as a person. I wanted to get like every part of where I'm from. So I have my Pueblo side and then my Hickory Apache side where we, and like the homes we used to live in. And I wanted to make it seem like as if they're protecting me or if I'm being protected by them. And within the like the background, I wanted to incorporate different kinds of colors because I really like I like a lot of colors. There's not really one color I stick to. And I wanted to incorporate pictures of my family because I know I wouldn't be here without them. Here is a photo of my grandmother. Up here, she's one of my great grandmothers. And then I actually have another photo of like my mother and then one of my uncles. This was with them when they were trying out for the royalty. And then these are like a bunch of ladies that were trying out for Apache Centennial royalty. I wanted to get that incorporated within there because I wanted to show like just the beauty of what we had to do and what we had to overcome to get over these challenges. So yeah, I just wanted to express that history and like that, yeah, the history of where I come from. That is me right there. This figure is actually me. I wanted to get me in like an Apache style dress because that's pretty much how I view myself in, and I wanted to express that a lot. And it has little burns on the dresses, and like on the bottom part it has horses right here. Within my family, we're like really big part of like a horse people, and we pretty much like grown up with horses. I did a lot of riding when I was younger, and it didn't feel right for me to forget about all that. So I wanted to incorporate it somehow in some way. And I wanted to do a little figure as if they're running across like the dress. And that was a part of like the dress. And then each part, like there's little parts right here where it's actually it looks like it's burning the dress. I wanted to express how it was like when I was like in, when I feel anxiety and when I just feel like I can't control anything in the world and it just feels like everything's burning up and everything is just, this is so much I can't take. Like, I don't know what to do with all this. It's just a lot to deal with. So I wanted to get all these parts because it's like, it's who I am. It's what made me me and what makes me a person. So I wanted to get like a lot of that. So yeah. I call this piece I'm Always With You. I wanted to express like my inner child and having to heal my inner child. It was pretty much kind of hard in my teenage years. I pretty much had to grow up really fast and had to learn a lot of things right away. It was kind of hard for me to be able to express my childhood because I just had to grow up so fast. And I wanted to express this piece of like what was like having to heal and just going through the healing process of healing my inner child. So I wanted to do a piece of like right here. This is actually me in the middle as a younger child and just how it felt like when my mother passed away. It was just like the world collapsed and I didn't know what to do. Like everything around me was just like it was gone. Like I lost like my whole entire purpose. Like she was my hero, she was my savior. And I just had to learn how to not have her around. So I wanted to do a piece about that and just pretty much what it was like. And like it felt like I was always alone. Like I was just never, like when I was crying and I felt alone, it was just felt like it was just only me. But in the background, I wanted to express like all of my ancestors and like both my Pueblo side and my Apache side. I wanted to get both sides of like them supporting me, whatever I was going through, and just pretty much that them being with me and not having me to be all by myself and not always alone. So I wanted to express like the knowledge and wisdom being handed down through them and being passed through me. And I wanted to pretty much encapsulate that because a lot of my artwork is not really talked about, like my inner child is not really about that. It's me, like I wanted to get something that was different and just how I felt at the moment because I was kind of going through a lot at the time. And the only way I was able to express it was just painting it out. And then, yeah. And then the figure right here is actually me now, like as like me becoming an adult and like being able to take care of myself when I was younger, being there to like watch myself. Like, even though I felt alone, I was never alone. I always had myself and I always had someone to look towards and that was me. So, yeah, that's my piece.
All right, so we're going to start talking about your print working. This is a new venture for you. So what inspired you to move away from painting?
Challenging myself to make something other than like paintings, because normally I would just do print paintings and then I'm done. Like I make another painting and that's it. Meanwhile, for like printmaking, it's a whole another different process. Like you have to think, like kind of reverse like your way around it. For printmaking, it's like a whole nother different story. So I just really enjoyed it and I really like where I'm going with it. And I can be able to print multiple things of my artwork. Some like people who want to buy my artwork, I want to be able to show like, hey, I made this. Like each print is different, but they all have a story. They have their own story. I was making this print. I did it out of lithograph and woodblock. So I had to kind of like think the other way around of how I would paint. So normally, like when I drew this, I had to like carve all of this out and like leave the little details in there. That way I could show the details within the house and the details within like the background. I just call it chilly nights. I wanted to express how it would look like while it was snowing in the Pueblo. So I wanted to do like a lot of adobe houses and how it would look like. This is probably much different to the other print I have back there. This one is also the exact same woodblock print, but it's actually with different paper. The paper was actually able to allow the ink to go right on top of it smoothly. I don't have a name for it, but yeah, this one's another woodblock print. This one's actually my last print that I did, like one of my last prints I made. And this was actually a photograph of one of my grandmothers. She participated in a lot of rodeo events, and I wanted to just like encapsulate that moment and capture just that beauty of her, like that moment of her being a part of the rodeo. So on the basket, it says Dunjo. To introduce ourselves, we are like to say hello within the Hickory Apache language. It's Dunjo. This was actually made for Gojia, our annual foot race that we have. And I wanted to express like the basketry, our beautiful baskets that we make within on the Hickory Apache reservation. Expressing like not only is it a beautiful artwork, but it could actually have like significant meaning. Like it could be used to carry things, to carry water, to carry food. So I wanted to do something with the foot or for Gojia in our annual foot race. And during the foot race, we actually like if we throw out food and we give food away, get food away. So I wanted to do some pieces of food in there. Actually, I just put cedar because that's like the most holy time where you're actually supposed to be praying and actually praying for more food or praying for maybe a better year this year, or like praying that hoping we get more snow or hoping we get more rain. So I wanted to include that within my piece because without it then we wouldn't have all this around us. So just expressing the beauty that we have that's not really talked about.
Would you mind giving us a brief summary of Gojia?
So Gojia is actually held every year for this, like during September, and that's actually an annual, it's like a harvest feast. There's two sides, and it's Red Clan and Oleto and Lanero, and that's Red Clan and White Clan, and each clan represents like both the seasons. One can represent the sun and the moon. It's pretty much determining our harvest this year and what's going to be happening this year. Like, so if Red Clan wins, then we get like more, like we get a good harvest within our fruit and vegetables. And then if White Clan wins, then we get better harvest within our gate, like big game animals. So we get a lot of like meat.
Thank you so much for this great conversation. I just wanted to ask what you're going to do after you graduate, and any words of encouragement or wisdom you can bestow upon future native contemporary artists like yourself.
Right now, I really wanted to get into forestry. I wanted to get more into exploring with nature. Or that's one thing I want to do, but I have other things on my mind where I want to become a full-time artist, or I want to go back home and be able to teach the younger generations and how to make art. And just, it's just not really talked about within our community. And I think art has helped me out a lot. Like, dealing with a lot of emotions, I can be able to paint it out into a canvas and express what I'm feeling onto the canvas. And I just kind of like painting how I'm feeling onto, like my painting my emotions and really getting into that expressive side, because I know within our community it's not really talked about too much. It's pretty much like it's shunned against. Like if you get mad or get sad, they're like, oh, you can't do that. You can't be mad or you can't be sad. You have to be happy. And I want like youth within my community to be able to express themselves, be able to like paint like how they're feeling and then, yeah, paint how they're feeling and what's like going on through their mind. So if you're unable to like process what you're feeling, not able to like communicate how you're feeling, I would explore art. Because it's not best, it's not really good to just keep it hidden away and not talk about it and just say that you're okay when deep down you know you're not okay. You don't have to make it as like a professional thing like me, but like as making it as a hobby, just having little paintings, little crowns, and a colored pencil just to have on the side and then explore it.
Ihe'en to the Institute of American Indian Arts, the Hickory Apache Nation, and Celia Calabaza for taking the time to share her story, art, and inspiration. For more information on her work, you can visit Art of Sia on Instagram. My name is Zachariah Julian. Thank you for joining us on this episode of From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast.
From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast is produced by Michelle St. John with music by Zachariah Julian and original logo art by Jason Misong. This podcast is funded in part by Independence Public Media Foundation. For more information, please visit wearetheseeds.org.